you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's now time for news headlines with Molly
on the Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
And here are your news headlines. Well, police this morning are searching for the person who robbed a Mega Saver at 108th and Blondo. Happened late last night. The person made off with a handful of money, ran out the door. Anybody with any information is asked to contact authorities. You can contact Crime Stoppers. It's anonymous. That number is 402-444-STOP. And a jury has awarded $2.6 billion to the family of a 19-year-old Peru State College student who disappeared in 2010. The massive judgment won't likely be collectible. The man who is accused in relation to the disappearance.
He's that bald-headed, pear-shaped loser who's already in jail for rape. But you know, they basically got him dead to rights. I don't think we'll be able to prove it.
Yeah.
But this girl disappeared. We never found her. She was a 19-year-old. Mm-hmm. So it's a symbolic civil
case.
Award, yeah.
Award, but I can't believe the number. Isn't that crazy?
Yes. $2.64 billion, not million, billion dollars that the family was handed down. Now, this guy...
I'm curious to find out how they got to that number, right?
Yes.
How do you get to that number? I guess it would based on the fact of her earning potential, but how could it be?
The family's attorney said that the ruling holds him accountable, and basically it's the jury saying this is the value of a human life.
Right, you know, but like, that precedent gets set for being able to sue. You know, what if you can go after people that do have money that we could get money for?
Yeah. Yeah.
With settlements that high in the state of Nebraska, which is, I don't know, I just think it's interesting.
The price tag was really high. Now, her body was never found. A death certificate was issued for Tyler Thomas in 2013. The family's lawsuit against the Nebraska State College Board of Trustees were dismissed. You know, this guy, like you said, Jeff, he's 34 and he's already in prison for an unrelated rape conviction. They're never going to see the money from him, but it was just more of like a way
in your face.
Remember Christopher Edwards? We were able to put him in prison. He murdered his girlfriend, but we never found a body. Mm-hmm. And that was a one-of-a-kind case. You just got to find the body.
Yes.
Yes. Then they still haven't found her body.
They were able to use the blood evidence.
Yeah, that was terrible.
That was...
How long ago was
2010.
2010?
Wow. Yep, 2010.
Was what, when it was finally...
That was when she went missing. That's when she went missing. And then it was 2013 when they finally issued the death certificate. I mean, imagine that. 3 years, a family, you know... Finally, I mean, no closure. They never found a body. This guy's, you know,
2006 is when she was murdered.
Okay.
Oh, you're talking about, I'm sorry. I thought we were still talking about the Peru State. I didn't realize we were talking about.
I was trying to remember the Christopher Edwards case.
Got it. Boys Town planning to install a new statue on its West Omaha campus. The sculpture is by a local artist, and this time it will feature a little girl riding piggyback. Celebrating Boys Town's 100th anniversary and the fact that they're not just a town for boys anymore, boys and girls. The new statue is going to replace the current statue next year when Boys Town celebrates that 100th anniversary.
What's going to be crazy is all that land getting developed just west of Boys Town. Boys Town selling that property off 144th and Dodge.
They're saying
west, so the south side of Dodge, west of 144th, that's going to be this massive Berkshire property development.
Yeah, they're saying it's the on the level of, the last time they had something this big was on a level like Westroads and Oakview Mall and stuff. It's the largest one development. The neighbors seem happy from the interviews that I saw, excited and welcome that in. So, yeah, that's huge.
The Blue Angels are going to be in Lincoln this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. It's part of the Guardians of Freedom Air Show, free to the public. It's going to be going on from 9:30 in the morning till 5:00 at night at the Lincoln Air Park. And John Kasich's Republican presidential campaign is over, leaving the last man standing, Donald Trump. And he is going to be making an appearance here in Omaha this Friday, tomorrow, it's going to be at the Werner Enterprise Hangar down by Epley Airfield.
Which means he's going to land, step outside of his Learjet,
Wave. Give a insult speech. And leave.
Get back on.
Insult Hillary. Get back on Learjet. Take off.
No.
Tickets are free. Doors, you can start lining up at 1. It starts at 4 o'clock on the Werner Enterprises hangar. That's on the very rich side of the airport where those jets are.
Been there
I've only been over to TAC Air once when we had to drive the Goo Goo Dolls back to their Learjet.
Learjet.
Nebraska's governor, though, is now promising his support of the Republican presidential candidate, Donald Trump, even though his parents may not be supporting the nominee. Both of his parents have been making donations in the past to super PACs that ran anti-Trump ads. And a video is going viral of MSNBC host Chris Matthews checking out Donald Trump's wife, Melania. During live coverage of the Indiana primary on Tuesday.
He had a hot mic, and he just basically said he thought
she was hot.
He'd be
did you see her walk? Ooh, you know.
He's a model.
He's like, that runway walk, my God, is that good? I could watch that runway walk, a runway show. Melania's spokesperson fired back, saying that Melania Trump is an accomplished businesswoman and entrepreneur in her own right, achieving tremendous success in a variety of industries.
Well, so she was offended that he said that?
I mean...
Why can't you ever just take it?
I know, it sounds like a compliment to me. Hey, I know I do more than that. Like, all right, relax.
So, including an illustrious modeling career, as well as being a dedicated wife and mother... this isn't the first time Matthews has been caught making comments about the female sex. He previously got called out for commenting on Sarah Palin's attractiveness and describing Hillary Clinton as witchy.
Witchy, huh? That's funny.
Yes, that is funny.
He called her what? Nurse Ratchet?
Yeah.
Really?
He obviously has his opinions about the fairer sex.
Melania Trump, they're a little sensitive because of, you remember, the political mailer in Utah.
Yeah.
Which they tried to attribute it to a super PAC supporting Ted Cruz.
Yeah. Which it was.
The face.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. that wasn't the face.
It was a lingerie modeling thing that she'd done.
Okay.
Remember, it was her scantily clad.
And they're like, you want this for your first lady? And it's like her like on a bearskin rug or something. It's like, okay, she used to model. So what? Big deal. It's 2016. Oh, I think we're all adults. Justice Department says that North Carolina's new transgender bathroom law violates the Civil Rights Act. There was a letter sent to North Carolina's governor. The department gave the state until Monday to fix the issue by not implementing the law. Now, this law just came into action. You know, it's the law behind a lot of artists that have been boycotting the state of North Carolina. It requires people to use the bathroom associated with the gender that they were born with, not the gender that they currently identify
free to
with.
Pee. Free to pee. In America, I'm free to pee wherever I want to pee.
Not in North Carolina, apparently. So it applies to government buildings and public schools. Justice officials say that the law discriminates against people on the basis of sex and gender identity. So if the state doesn't comply with the Justice Department's order, it could risk losing millions of dollars in federal funding for their schools.
What was that popular TV show on Fox with Harrison Ford's wife? Allie McBeal. Remember Allie McBeal?
They had a unisex
bathroom, and they always made a big deal. There are always scenes in there when a guy and a girl are both using the commode. It was sort of weird.
And they'd be washing hands.
But hey, that was the 90s.
Free to pee, baby.
Free to pee, baby. Pee where you want to pee. Today, I identify as a lady.
You're going to go drop trowel?
Yeah.
Clank.
And I'm going to ask Molly if she can spare a square.
Hey, how many stalls are in the ladies' room?
Two,
I don't know.
In the one on the radio side. There's
we
two.
Might just use it because the men's room here, we got one stall and one urinal, and there's a line. It's like a Friday night at a club.
That's so weird.
And then you get the belt clangers going in there.
Oh, my
it's
gosh.
Like, dude.
It just seems like there should be more. There's a lot of people in this building. It just seems like you guys should have better facilities.
Well, the timing confuses
us. We're like, dude, it's 10 in the morning. Did you just have the rib buffet?
Maybe. I mean, your body gets on a clock, you know?
There's a guy that goes in there at 9 o'clock every single morning. Every morning.
I think that that's strange to go to work.
I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
That you get out of bed and you go to work, and then about an hour later, a big old constitutional, you're like, what do you do at home?
You know it's bad when by 9:15, when I go to the restroom over here on the radio side, that the door that's normally closed that says gentleman on it, is propped wide open.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, Todd broke airing his leg. It out? Some of it's because Todd broke his leg.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I thought he was like airing it out for
everyone else.
I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Some of it is dual purpose.
Okay.
But anyway, right. Because of that, me and Party are going to start identifying as women.
Hi, I'm Michelle.
Wait, are you John Travolta from that hit movie Hairspray?
I'm Michelle.
A lot of the ladies around here. I just ran into John Travolta from Hairspray in the ladies' room.
Oh, you mean Big Party? Yeah. That's the weird thing. Big Party looks like a celebrity, but that celebrity is John Travolta when he's in drag.
Yes, exactly.
You mean you mean when Big Party's in drag? No, just in real life. Big Party as a human just looks like another man in drag.
Who's the country guy, Jeff?
Mr. Jason Aldean.
Aldean. When I'm identifying as a man, I'm a Jason Aldean lookalike in a cowboy hat.
But I'm identifying
as a man. I just saw Jason Aldean peeing in the men's room.
Damn.
We got a lot of celebs in here because the ladies saw John Travolta in drag taking a deuce in the ladies' room. Free to pee, baby. Free to pee.
Free to pee, be you and me.
Man.
Meow, meow, meow. Okay, so brain injuries. A traumatic brain injury can cause sleep problems long after the injury was sustained. There is new research that is coming out in neurology. It's like a medical journal. And they say that people who suffer traumatic brain injuries could have sleep problems for up to a year and a half after, maybe unaware of how much their sleep is disrupted. They say people with traumatic brain injuries showed that 67% experience excessive daytime sleepiness, but didn't report feeling any sleepier than those without head injuries. Now, the study's author says people with traumatic brain injuries may not be able to accurately assess their own sleep problems, but it could be linked to them.
How many of us out there probably have had a traumatic...
Yeah.
You know, you're saying this isn't just the PTSD, which we heard for a while, which is, you know, all those guys, those IEDs going off.
Yeah.
Even if your truck didn't get blown up, they're saying.
Oh, how many times on the playground when we were kids, I know I rang my bell.
Oh, I rang my bell playing football over and over and over. What's Deucey Stars?
Dude, you fall off the swing set and you bang, you know, and you kind of have that moment. You're like, that was weird.
Is that why you're always singing that song? You can ring my bell.
I think it's post-traumatic.
My baby, ding-a-ling-a-ling.
I'm not sure if there's a man.
Oh my God, is that John Travolta from Hairspray?
I believe John Travolta from Hairspray was singing on the commode. It was very weird. And then he asked me to spare swear.
Right. He did not have the wig, but his face very much resembled that woman. You know, earlier this week we reported about that Arizona high school student going to be jailed for 69 misdemeanor counts for indecent exposure. It was all a prank during their shooting his
the
football
thing.
Team for the yearbook.
Have you seen the photo, though? So how could they miss it?
I know.
He's in the second row, and he has his schween out. He's playing snaky knots.
Yes.
So what is the latest on him?
They're going to drop the charges.
Good. I felt bad for him. I thought they were going to put him on on a list forever.
They could.
Yeah,
He would have been on a list. He would have served jail. I mean, it would have ruined his life. It was felony convictions. I mean, had he been convicted of any of the 69 charges against him, he would have had to register as a sex offender. It would have absolutely followed him and haunted him the rest of his life.
Wouldn't you stop at 68 charges? Really, 69?
Yeah, man, 69. And it's that Mariposa, it's that Maricopa County, you know, so where that crazy sheriff is.
It's like raising Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Like,
turn left. Pull out your train.
Lick of charges. So I guess the county attorney's office decided to drop the charges when the police department issued a statement that said all the parties involved no longer desire prosecution. I'm sure the high school administrators came together and were like, listen.
This is
stupid. Are we really going to ruin this 19-year-old kid's life
it's not just the charges. It's you poor kids out there, man. You're going to try and have the same amount of fun we had. It's just everything
it's
is on
happen.
A permanent record of the internet.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. You're not going to be able to do that stuff and get away with it.
Like, we could have done that, but would have just lived in the yearbook.
Forever.
So
then it would have
been
an
things.
Issue of how many people have a yearbook.
Yes.
You would have gotten in trouble. Your parents probably would have had to pay for, like, the reprinting of the yearbook. Like, I could see them saying, not only are you going to get suspended, you're not going to be able to walk at graduation, you'll still graduate, but you can't walk, and you're going to have to pay for reprinting for everyone's yearbooks. Your parents would be so mad. And then that would be it. You know,
it would be
embarrassing and terrible, but,
this kid, they're going to drop the charges, but that photo will live online. You know,
it's a national
story. At a job
interview,
someone can Google it.
Yeah. You're that jackass that, you know, decided to go ahead and play. What do you call it?
What? Snakey. Knights doing snakey knots again.
Snakey knots.
Knights being a dickhead.
That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Someone is going to win one of four great prizes next Friday at the Mark. North of Dodge at the 204th Street exit. It's your prize finale from Channel 94.1.
The New York Times had a story in there, and it was saying that the gentleman who wrote the book Flags of Our Father, it says Flags of Our Father's author now doubts his father was in the iconic World War II Iwo Jima photo of the guys raising the flag on top of the mountain. And in the story, it was linking all back to a 2014 article in the Omaha World Herald. And the author of the story is Matthew Hansen of the World Herald, and he joins us on the phone. Matthew, good morning, man.
Good morning. Hey, guys.
How's it going?
It's going good.
All right, so you've been getting lots of press edits. This is great. Like, we're big fans of the World Herald, and we read it every day.
Yeah.
So talk about this story, and it all comes about basically kind of an Omaha historian, a guy kind of doing it on his own, did this research, and then you gave it some publicity with your story.
Yeah, it started in early 2014. He, Eric Krell, who's works at Oriental Trading Company and is a, you know, amateur historian, World War II buff, emailed me and asked me to meet him because he wanted to show me some research he'd been doing. He used to cover the military for the World Herald, and now I'm a columnist. And so I'm kind of used to these emails and calls, and honestly, a lot of times they don't lead to much, right? Sometimes crazy people call or email the newspaper.
Right.
In this case, yeah, it led us on this path to eventually a story in the World Herald and now a Marine Corps investigation into the who's in the photo.
And what's this? So what is the evidence that we've learned and why is it significant?
Well, basically what the research he was doing was attempting to show and eventually showing, in my view, that John Bradley, who's kind of the most famous flag raiser, in part because his son James wrote a book, Flags of Our Fathers. That's how it turned into Clint Eastwood movie. He had all these different ways that he was showing that John Bradley wasn't in the photo, and a guy named Harold Schultz, who's nobody has ever heard of, was. You know, this is sort of a foundational piece of Marine Corps history. These guys were celebrities in really famous at the end of World War II, and to military historians and Marine Corps enthusiasts, it's really important who the guys are in that photo.
Yeah, basically, so like when these guys unveiled this evidence to all the greatest historians, it was an Omaha guy working with a guy from Ireland, just kind of going back and forth. This Omaha guy runs this Marine Corps website dedicated to this Marine unit through World War II and Vietnam. And so they do just their own research like all of us could do on the internet.
Yeah.
And had these neat photos. They take them to legit historians, and nobody wants to even look at it.
No.
Because they're like, no way. The story goes back to 1945. There's no way what you're saying could be true.
Yeah. Whoa. And I think a lot of it, too, was the fact that these guys were amateurs, right?
Yeah.
It was two amateur historians and a columnist from the Omaha World Herald. It's not like we're, you know, sort of two Ivy League historians and Mike Wallace, right? So I think that was a big part of it. It's sort of like, well, why should we, you know, listen to you guys? We're esteemed historians, right? It's sort of about, it becomes kind of a story at that point about who controls history, who controls the truth in some way.
And the thing to always remember is history is written in pencil. I mean, we think that it's locked
Ooh,
in.
I like that. Yeah.
But you can go back and figure this neat stuff out. So it's probably one of the most iconic photographs in U.S. military history. It is the biggest battle of World War II in the Pacific Theater, the Battle of Iwo Jima. Yeah. In fact, the guys raising the flag, many of them were killed weeks later.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
So one of the guys in the photo that didn't get credited, right, we believe was wounded weeks later, made it back to the United States. He's now passed on, correct?
Yeah, and they all have. Harold Schultz is this real, I mean, this is the untold part of the story at this point. Who is Harold Schultz? I mean, I was basically, in that 2014 story, I was only able to find just kind of the barest information about him, right? He comes back to the States, gets honorably discharged from the Marine Corps. He's just a private in the Marines. Had fought on Iwo Jima, which was arguably one of the worst, toughest battles in American military history. He moves to Los Angeles. He works for the Postal Service for the rest of his career. He marries late in life, never has kids, and, you know, basically never talks about it again, as far as I know right now.
Really?
Well, are they going to give credit where credit's due, or what's going
to... That's what they're trying to do.
Yeah, I mean, they're currently doing this investigation, the Marine Corps is, and it's attached to some work that the Smithsonian is doing. I'm not privy to sort of their internal investigation, but, you know, my educated guess is that they wouldn't be doing this if they weren't going to rewrite history.
And okay. and so they found evidence from this gentleman. What was his name, the guy not in the photo again? Or not
Eric
credited?
Schultz.
Eric Schultz. They did find, right, they found a photograph, right? And he had names written on the back?
Yeah, actually, I mean, I tracked down his stepdaughter, and she sent me some of his World War II memorabilia. Her mother had just died, and so she was cleaning out of her place, and she found some Herald stuff. So she sent it to me to look at, and, I mean, really fascinatingly, he it's just a couple things, sort of, you know, the standard military, the Purple Heart citation, for example, the discharge papers. But one of the things in there was there are two actually famous photos from that day. Okay, one's called the Gung Ho photo. It's not as famous, obviously. But this photo of everybody who's up on Mount Suribachi. And in that photo, on the back, he had written in his sort of shaky, you know, probably older gentleman handwriting, the names of each of the guys in the Gung Ho photo. And this is a lot of guys, right?
Yeah.
And then so the other photo is the famous photo. And it's sort of the last thing I get to. And I mean, my hands are literally shaking as I turn this photo over, and the back of it is blank. He hasn't written any names on that one. So
Oh, wow. It's
almost like Harold took a little piece of this mystery to his grave with him.
To his grave, wow.
That's crazy. And the photo got so popular back home, remember, you didn't put it on the internet. It took weeks to get it back.
Yeah.
It was this iconic photographer who took it. But once it makes the rounds in the United States, now they're basically back home. We're like, let's get these guys in that photo back to the United States so they can sell war bonds, right?
Sell some bonds.
Right. No, exactly. And you know, in that sort of fog, I think it is, you know, a couple errors occur. I mean, ones that the Marines have already proved. They originally thought, again, Hank Hansen was in the photo. It turns out that it was this other guy, Harlan Block. His family got really mad. They did an investigation in 1947 and changed the identity of one of the flag raisers. So, you know, I mean, this is, it's understandable how, you know, when you're pulling people out of this terrible battle, everything is rushed. There's not the sort of internet age technology. They basically asked one flag raiser, guy named Rene Gagnon, to say who the other guys were. And that's sort of where they started. Turns out Rene might not have been 100% sure.
All that reliable.
It was all the famous photo.
And look at that generation who came back and they didn't talk about the war.
Yes.
You know, they saw such horrible things. If people see HBO's The Pacific, they kind of loosely base it on some of those guys getting cycled back, selling bonds and being made American heroes.
Yeah.
And they carried with them a ton of guilt of like, why, you know, why me? Why do I get to get pulled
I'm
out of
fighting
battle,
for my country? You know?
Anyway, so. Matt, good on you.
Thank
Great
you.
Story. I'm sure the
Thank
World
you.
Herald is so proud of you.
Matt.
Are they going to let you do more crazy stories?
I would. I mean, that's basically my job title. So we'll
is it?
All right. Some
Elvis.
Crazy
Elvis is my dad.
Go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I'm going to put that in the, I don't know where this is going file.
Hey, Matthew, thanks, man. We appreciate it. We'll keep in touch, all right?
The only thing you can really enjoy on your ride to work.
The Big Party Show.
It gets me going. Start the music. On Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
So Janet Jackson, going to be 50 on May 16th and also a mother for the very first time.
50 years old.
No. She's got to be exhausted. Speculation that Janet was pregnant began last month when she announced that she was delaying her world tour.
Till next year, even.
Yeah, so. To plan a family and was under doctor's orders to rest. Well, it turns out, yeah, I bet she is on doctor's orders to rest because she's 50 and pregnant.
I'm 50 years old!
And we didn't realize that she married for money. She married some...
No, we don't know she married for money.
Oh, she absolutely
she
did.
She very much some, loved this man.
A
some
billionaire.
Dude from Qatar.
Who has money.
He's like the Sultan of Siam.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
In 2012, after 3 years of dating, they tied the knot.
When's my Sultan going to come into my life?
What kind of hope do we have if Janet Jackson has to still marry for money?
Now, how do you know she married for money? Maybe she really, I mean, maybe they had a connection over, you know, things that they like to eat.
Molly, one way or the other, because who was that other celebrity you're kind of hammering saying that she married for money?
Donald Trump. The one that.
Yeah, her. She married for money. And I'm like, I could be love. Now
right.
Look.
As he's sitting across from a model from Eastern Europe. Listen.
Hey.
I know you don't speak English too good. That's great. You look fantastic.
It's the prophet principle. Mm-hmm.
So Janet Jackson, gonna be a mama. Today's show's co-host Natalie Morales is leaving to go co-host Access Hollywood. So she's turning in morning for afternoon.
She's turning in pseudo-legitimate news for less legitimate news.
I know.
The only thing we care about, celebrities.
That's it, isn't it?
Billy Bush is been the co-host of Access Hollywood for quite some time, and now he is swapping with her. He's going to be taking on Today Show duties.
Ooh, Billy and his brother Hauser.
Who
is Billy Bush, by the way? Is he related?
He's
to
a little
the family?
Guy.
Is he related to the
no.
to the to
oh,
the family?
Not?
No, no.
Are you sure?
He's just a little dude.
Not like a cousin or somebody.
No. She's going to reportedly continue to appear on the first 3 hours of the morning show as well as on Dateline, but she's not going to be doing the news anymore in the 9 o'clock hour. There is word that Caitlyn Jenner is going to be posing naked for the cover of Sports Illustrated. It's a tie-in to the 40th anniversary of the 1976 Montreal Olympics. She was then known as Bruce Jenner, and she won the gold medal, set a world decathlon record. And now she's going to be appearing naked with nothing but the American flag and her Olympic gold medal to keep her warm. So I guess she's excited about it, but that's going to be coming out this
Molly,
summer.
Billy Bush is related. He is nephew of George Herbert Walker Bush and cousin of the 43rd president of the United States, George W. Bush.
He is the tiniest human being.
Bam!
He's related to those people?
Yes. Look at that.
He
now you can take that to your coffee meeting.
A little person. Such a tiny little man who wears jeans.
I'm sure every excited? Little man's
sweaters.
Feeling really sad right now.
Are you excited for the Caitlyn Jenner naked with her medal?
Molly thinks it's going to sell off the shelves.
I think it will probably sell a lot of copies. They know
I think you
got to
put them in Playgirl. Or would he go in Playboy? Or she?
It would be Playboy, but they don't do nudes anymore, remember?
Oh, that's right.
Playboy doesn't do nudes anymore. Jay-Z is allegedly ready to set the record straight when it comes to his rumored infidelity. Word has come that he is working on a response album to wife's hit Lemonade that tells the tale of his cheating ways, or at least some assume that it's about him. And now he is said to be working on an album to tell his point of view.
That doesn't seem like a wise move, right?
No. Nothing to
me. Sleep with one eye open, G.
You're going to find yourself on the couch.
The couch. Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani. Last night, Gwen Stefani did carpool karaoke, had Oscar winners George Clooney and Julia Roberts pair in. But next week, she'll be pairing up with somebody different. Blake Shelton. He revealed on Twitter yesterday that he and his girlfriend Gwen Stefani are going to debut their new single, Go Ahead and Break My Heart, on an episode of The Voice next week.
I wish one of those things. I want him to get broadsided by a city bus.
What?
But who do we want in it?
We need a bus.
What, the carpool karaoke?
We want the carpool karaoke to get hit by a bus while they're singing. But who do we want in it with James Corden?
Ooh. I think last night would have been a candidate.
No.
You want
all those people
you want
are
Clooney
nice.
Clooney and Julia and Gwen? No.
No.
Not dad, just injured. No, not even injured. That's terrible. What are you doing to me?
Putting you on the spot?
What do I want in?
Getting you in trouble?
Trying to tap into your hate? Come on.
No.
It's a rich vein.
I have no hate.
Wake up, wake up.
Get up.
I love the morning show.
You guys pump me up. You get me ready for the day.
I love the music, the personality.
Wake up. Can I help you start the day right?
Seems like everybody's got horses on the brain. But this weekend, the Kentucky Derby, people are going to get excited for that. But there's something that starts today, goes tomorrow and Saturday, 3 days down at the CenturyLink Center here in Omaha. It's the International, and we've got Mike West on the phone. Mike, what is going on, man?
Well, a lot of things, guys. We have a great educational expo. We'll have about 2,200 kids from public schools around the and private schools around the city. We have horses on display that can be, we can walk right up to the stalls and pet them. We have a kind of a beer garden area. We have great food in there, and it's all around the practice arena, so you can watch the riders warm up and eat and drink and have a great time. And then there's a great shopping experience, too. And, of course, we have some great competitions all through the day for amateurs and amateur and juniors, and then we have the professionals going at night.
Okay.
And now what's the cost? A lot of this is free?
Yeah, you know, the tickets start at $14 on the arena side. The two ticketed events are on Friday and Saturday night, but the exhibition hall where we have the party going, and we have a Kentucky Derby party tomorrow, or on Saturday, I'm sorry. And that's all free. All the educational expo is free. And
okay.
So we invite all the families to come out and get up close to the horses and enjoy some good food.
Yeah, that'd be fun for kids, too. You said you can pet the horses, right?
Yeah.
Are you wearing, like, super tight jeans and cowboy boots?
I am not. The riders are wearing their breeches, I believe, is what they call that. How outsider I am.
Have you seen those pants? They're sweet.
I love them.
They're like the rider pants, and then they have the boots.
Yeah,
like you look cool.
Yeah, it's I took down the Bannon Bar, the party Bannon Bar sign, because of we had those up because of the uniforms and that the riders were wearing. But I took all the signs down, so you're welcome to come down party.
Okay.
Now, have we done this before? Mike, is this a first time for the indoor jumping and dressage?
You know what? This is the fifth annual event.
Okay.
And then in 2017, we host the World Cup, which will be the first professional world championship other than boxing held in Omaha.
Wow.
So it's a great opportunity for our city. But it's the fifth annual event. We'll have an annual event every year, and then hopefully every 5 or 6 years we'll host the world championship.
That's pretty cool.
So this is very quickly going to be sort of like the place to be.
Well, we hope so.
Yeah.
I invite people to come down. Like I said, it's free. Come down and just see how we set it up this year, and I think people will have an absolute ball.
Okay. All right. So what time does it all start today?
Well, today we have the vendor area and the educational area is open in the afternoon from 3 to 6, but it'll be open from 9 in the morning till 10 o'clock at night on Friday, and then from 9 in the morning till 7 on Saturday. And one thing I didn't mention is we're going to have entertainment. We have a stage, and we'll have music playing all through the day.
Okay. Oh, cool.
It's kind of a party. And that's fun that they're working in the Kentucky Derby, the folks with the Omaha Equestrian Foundation getting this going. Hey, who's going to win the race on Saturday? Do you have any
I don't know. I don't even know who exactly is running, to be honest.
The 3-1 favorite. The favorite horse is named Nyquist. He's named after Party's favorite hockey teams, Gustav Nyquist.
Yes, the Red Wings.
It's a Red Wings super fan. He names all of his horses after
is he really? That's
Detroit
cool.
Red Wings player. So this is Gustav Nyquist. Nyquist is 3-1. The 8-1 odds is Exaggerator.
Ooh, Exaggerator.
And then the Creator and Monaheim are both 10-1. Those are your top four. But all right, so what's going on? So Saturday there's going to be a viewing party for Kentucky Derby in the middle of all the dressage stuff, right?
There'll be like mint juleps and stuff.
Yeah, that's exactly. We're serving all the stuff. It's fun. The catering company, the concessionaire here is Levy, and it's also Levy at Churchill Downs. And so they've called and got a lot of the same recipes and a lot of stuff they're serving down at Churchill Downs. They're going to be serving here during the Kentucky Derby party, basically from 3 to 5:30. I think it's 5:34 or something like that is when the race goes. But we also have TVs, 10-foot by 16-foot TVs that people can watch the Derby on.
Okay.
Cool.
That's pretty cool because you can watch the Derby and have the horses all around and everything like that. It's just a good vibe. Kind of takes you out of Omaha, actually. So, all right.
Wear a hat.
It's really neat because you get to do all of that stuff with the horses in the middle of the arena.
Okay.
For warming up.
All right, so if you got horse fans, and like you said, today, a free event so you can get the kids to go down there and see the horses and pet the horses.
Yeah.
All right, Mikey.
Check it out.
It's good to hear from you, man.
Hey, thank you for having me on.
Okay,
absolutely.
Go get yourself some tight jeans, cowboy boots, and a hat.
Those boots look expensive.
Okay.
All right, see you, Mike. You really can shop for that stuff. They show the stuff on the website. You can shop.
It is expensive.
For the kind of clothing and that kind of gear. If you want details, you can check out internationalomaha.com, which is the website for the International Omaha. This is a nice event. Today, tomorrow, Saturday.
Perfect
Century
weekend.
Link Omaha all setting up as Omaha will host the 2017 World Cup.
This is where it all goes down.
Woo-hoo! Log on now and check us out on Facebook and Twitter.
Connecting you.
Channel 94.1.
Nice day out.
It's like Cinco de Mayo is like Mexican St. Patty's Day.
Yeah.
It's where people go get wasted. Mm. I'm saying if you're, you know.
Everybody's Mexican today, that kind of thing. Like,
yeah,
the
like
idea
on St. Patty's Day,
celebrate.
Like a German guy's like wearing a green shirt, mm-hmm. getting plowed.
Right. I mean, today is the day that if you were going to get your margarita on, whether or not you were of Mexican descent, it would probably be the day that, you know, you're embracing the culture through their food and drink, whether that's like a nice Dos Equis or maybe a margarita.
Or maybe just a bottle of tequila and a couple limes.
Yeah.
Eat the worm.
Get a few Dos Equis in you and then write mean emails to French people.
Yeah. That's how you celebrate it. Got last year we had golf league again on Cinco de Mayo. I don't know how that even worked, but... yeah, it was like tequila bottles and sombreros the whole day. And not the whole day, but the whole evening of golf, which should be today. I know, I was afraid, believe me.
Right.
If you're ever out golfing and someone busts out a bottle, you get nervous. You're like,
do I have to share?
Yeah. Is there enough? Is there enough for all of you guys?
For everybody? I hope you brought enough to share.
No, we can't hang anymore. The last time I golfed with you and there were four of us, our buddy George brought us out just single shots, Molly, one shot bottle each.
What?
Of Fireball.
Yeah, just Fireball.
Come on, you guys want to do a shot? Come on, step up.
Like right on.
Ladies, it was a Saturday, so we all did our shot of Fireball, and then the next thing, no one... could golf.
Party was like, I think I'm drunk.
From what shot?
We all laid down. Yeah. We all laid down
all
and ate on the hole.
I'm like, did you guys spike it or something? How did
watching first-time golfer ladies giggling and like, I can't golf. We all got eights. We were like,
no way.
That was one shot.
Yeah, I was like drunk for one hole.
Oh, no.
Then I was sober. I'm like, dude, that was weird.
So then you kept going back. You're like, I'm going to do it different this time.
So.
No, but it's fun. I mean, the weather is beautiful.
It is perfect. You're
and
right.
The thing is that's the beautiful thing about, you know, like, especially Mexican cuisine. It's so, like, you know, you want to grill out, like, if you want, whether it's, like, steak or pork or something like that, and just, some corn tortillas, some fresh salsa or guacamole. I mean, I would eat that any day. I don't need a special day, but I mean, it's kind of nice to celebrate.
Well, 24th Street is the fun place to be. I would say
right.
24th and Q, that whole area. There'll be stuff going on today, but I imagine tomorrow.
But it's funny even going down weekend. To the grocery stores down there and picking up like the fresh chips and the salsas and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like I love going into those grocery stores and just grabbing that to
I'm
take
here
home.
For the fresh chips.
And the salsa, they're like, listen.
I was told there was fresh chips.
There are. Don't laugh. It's good. Fireball.
What is that? What is that grocery store down there?
Oh.
They have that salsa. I went and got some.
Yeah.
a few years back, and there was a line going from the back of the store where the deli's at.
Give me the address. What do you think?
It's on 24th.
Yeah, it's the only grocery store there, I believe. Gosh, it escapes my mind. But they have the chips, like Molly's talking about. And the line went, it was at least 50 people deep. And I'm thinking, gosh, man, the deli is just rocking out here. And all they were doing was ladling this.
Is it the Super Carniceria El Pueblito?
No.
Gosh, no, it's got a name. I know it when you're talking about.
That's on 24th.
This is like 24th and Q.
That's on 24th and Q. That's on 24th between Q and P. There's an international bakery down there.
Ooh.
There's. I can't remember the name of it. I had a magnet on my fridge for the longest time.
Right here. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Stephanie. It's Jacobo's.
Oh, Jacobo's. Yes. That's right. They have some of the best salsa I've ever had.
Yeah, and chips.
Yeah, and it's a line. There's just this long line to get it, and I've always wondered why the stores in all of Omaha don't just buy it from them.
And what's the address? Where is it?
Where is it at, Darren?
I think it's on, it's
24th and L area, yeah.
Yeah, the address is 4621 South 24th Street.
Yeah.
And they say cash only, please, but it's all Jacobo's. Ooh.
Oh, so Jeff, you need to go in there.
Yes.
Tamales.
The best salsa I've ever had, I swear. Thanks, dear. Take care.
No problem. All right.
Yeah, this one's 24th and Jeff. L. 24th and L between L and K.
Fresh chips and salsa.
The Big Party Show.
Okay. I stream it through my phone.
I listen on my tablet.
I listen on my computer at work.
I listen online all the time.
I listen every morning.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
Peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big Party Show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big Party Show. Big Party Show. Big Party Show.
Big Party Show.
This is
Big Party Show.
I love it.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.